This is a Ray Rohan for Timothy J. Kane Jr. This is him for absolute discharge on arrest of regular parole. According to his institutional finance report, he does have family letters of support. He has a previous letter from alongside ministry along with a current letter. And he does have, there are previous letters from the victim that are enclosed in the report. Also, it states that he had programming, he has had some programming that he's been involved in, and what's the last programming that I see, according to the progress report, that he actually received was in July of 14, was for aftercare. He has had several tickets that he's had in the last 5 years. In 2013, had a ticket for disobeying, which was a verbal. He got a minor September 14, he had a theft of possession, was found guilty. That was a major. Then in November of 14, he had another disobeying that was formally resolved. In March of 15, he refused to program, that was dismissed. He has a positive refusal that was in May of 15, that he's guilty. And he had one other one in May of 27, that was a refusal to program, that was dismissed. Then he had three tickets that were in 2017. One of them, they were for disobeying, two were for disobeying a verbal, the other one was for theft. That theft was dismissed. The other ones were, one was informally resolved, the disobeying a verbal was informally resolved, and one was dismissed. It should be noted that some of the programs where he refused to obey was that he felt that his life was being threatened and that his life would have been in danger if he would have housed in particular locations. He has been before this board in 2016 for a regular parole, home arrest, absolute discharge, and was denied, and he also appeared in June of 17. For a home arrest, regular parole, absolute discharge, and was denied on those occasions also. Mr. Kane was indicated he had been staying at his parents' residence in Golden Valley for approximately 4 days prior to July 2nd, 1990. Stated that he took pennies and a gun from his parents' residence, then went next door and shot someone and took just a little bit of money, and he had a .22 caliber rifle. Mr. Kane admitted that he heard someone enter the house. He stated he saw the victim enter the living room from the kitchen and didn't shoot until the victim looked up and saw him. Mr. Kane stated he then took the victim's truck and drove to Las Vegas. Via the searchlight ride, reported that he threw the guns out of the truck in the desert. After reviewing the information contained in the packet, because Mr. Payne has had those current incidents where he was involved with receiving citations in the program, he's had very little program because he didn't have a good release plan. I don't see Mr. Kane being released for actual discharge of parole or home arrest. But I need to listen to any information that my colleagues may have. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to deny regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. Kane. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Let me just check one thing.
Set off, yes.
And I'm going to also ask for a 1 year set off.
Agree
with that.
Okay, it was motion by myself. Who's second?
Okay.
I'm going to mark the reason for denial that it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life. Marking him for institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions. Also going to mark lack of program, although he did have some program, he really didn't have that much program. And I'm also going to mark no family or community support, although there were some old letters that were attached to the file with no current information that was in the file. That would be the reasons, unless the board have some other ones that they would like to see. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.